And I'll be moderating today. My name is Heidi Boghossian. I'm the executive director of the National Lawyers Guild. And with Michael Stephen Smith and Michael Ratner and Dahlia Hashad, I'm one of the co-hosts of the weekly civil liberties show Law and Disorder on WBAI.
Yay. Thank you.
Since last year's Left Forum, I'm sure that you all know a number of developments have brought civil liberties many steps closer to a police state. Our panelists this afternoon will speak in depth about several of these, but I'd like to highlight just a few of the more disturbing legal developments that are helping to cement the foundation of a police state. With continued approval for war funding in Iraq and Afghanistan, we saw presidential executive order blocking property of certain persons who threaten stabilization efforts in Iraq. This states that any American citizen who threatens the peace and stability of Iraq and undermines efforts to promote reconstruction and reform there may have all their property and interests seized by the Treasury Department without any warning. Despite its patent illegality and the Army Field Manual's prohibition, practices such as waterboarding are being enshrined in the U.S. lexicon of accepted interrogation techniques. From Attorney General Michael Mukasey's
you wish.
uncertainty as to whether waterboarding is torture, to Justice Scalia's belief that torture is sometimes acceptable, and to George Bush's approval for such barbaric tactics, we learned about the destruction of CI videotapes at the end of last year by a government complicit in practicing war crimes. Increased surveillance powers are also bringing us closer to a police state. Last month, as you probably know, the Senate voted to give retroactive immunity to telecommunications companies that turned over our telephone and internet communications to the government. These companies have violated several laws, including FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Title III, the Communications Act, and the Stored Communications Act, as well as the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution. And this act creates incentives for other big companies to engage in similar crimes in the future. Finally, we've seen the creation of legislation that exploits the word terrorist, such as the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, and now the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Such legislation is reminiscent, as I'm sure you'll agree, of the House Committee on Un-American Activities, the Standing Commission in the 50s and the 60s that was created to root out, quote, un-American ideas among political activists and others. But perhaps most troubling recently is the little-known John Warner National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2007. This is a provision that allows President Bush to send in the military to police any trouble spot in this country, regardless of the wishes of that state's governor. Such authority is essential to installing the police state apparatus and to declaring martial law. And I know that's something that our first speaker, Michael Stephen Smith, will be addressing. Michael is an author and attorney who practices injury law in New York City. He's a longtime member of the National Lawyers Guild, and he sits on the board of the Center for Constitutional Rights, the Left Forum, and the Brecht Forum New York Marxist School. He's a host of WBAI's Law and Disorder and has written and co-edited several books, the most recent of which is The Emerging Police State by William Kunstler. Michael will be speaking on the concentration and abuse of executive power under the Bush administration since 9/11. Welcome, Michael.